boom, boom. What? Boom, boom, boom. Dur, dur, dur. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to Make It Make Sense. This is not a regular podcast. This is a cool podcast where you be yourself and not give a fuck. I'm Keisha at K is for Keisha on IG, and I'm going to be talking to someone new every single week about different topics. So make sure you guys tune in every single Monday for the new episodes. Also, make sure you guys are following this page at Make It Make Sense with Faux _. Thanks for listening. Yerp. Thank you guys for tuning in again to Make It Make Sense. Today I have my two lovely guests, my boyfriend AJ.
You.
And I have my friend Alizé here.
Hey y'all.
Today's episode is going to be called Spit Your Game, Talk Your Shit. My question is, are you really in tune with yourself? Meaning like you hear with it, like no one could tell you shit about you and you wouldn't know. But we're going to be talking about some really, really deep shit. Like, not completely deep, but, like, their responses may be deep. So, don't sit here and talk shit unless your shit don't stink and your hands is clean. Exactly. No judgment zone. Okay. Would y'all say y'all love y'allself?
Of course. I love myself to the fullest extent.
All right. And you're very, very confident about that. Like,
I mean, I have my days. Everyone has their insecurities. But, of course, I love myself. Right. Of course.
Not even just looks, just like you as a person, like you feel like, okay.
Especially as an adult, you spend your time alone, you learn to know what your flaws are, you learn to know what your wrongs are, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So you come to terms with those kind of things. So.
Exactly. Know yourself.
She kind of just took that away from me, but yeah I can definitely say that. I love myself, but you know, there's certain things that I need to critique or work on. But yeah, I could definitely look myself in the mirror and be like, you that nigga.
I could do the same. I look at myself every single day, He could vouch for me. I'm that bitch. That's right. How I feel.
We're
like
progress. I'm still that bitch.
Exactly. Right. Like I don't gotta be the prettiest in the fucking room. I don't gotta have all the fucking money in the world. But I know what the fuck I bring to the table.
I know
and
at the end of the day, I'm solid as hell.
Fact. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, what are some things that you love about yourself?
You want me to go? So you
go ahead.
I can say I love my personality. I love obviously. Thanks, baby. You're so kind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother.
Obviously, I love the way I look. I love how caring I am. For the most part, I'm a very caring and loving individual. So that is definitely some of my strong suits.
Okay.
I wouldn't even go as far as looks wise because I don't know. I feel like looks don't even come into part of this. I would say as far as personality wise, I would say like I just said, I'm solid as hell. So it's like, even when somebody, and this also comes in that I love about myself, and then I hate as well, because it can come to bite me in the ass sometimes at the end of the day too,
right.
Is that you can still do me wrong, and I'ma still be there for you.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And I love it about myself, because I know that at the end of the day, you can't ever be like, oh, Alizé did me wrong. Can't nobody ever say Alizé was a bad friend to me. Can't nobody ever say she wasn't there for me. She didn't pull through for me when she needed me. And can't nobody ever say, you know what I mean? None of that. Can't nobody ever say none of that about me.
Stand in your own tent.
Exactly.
I feel like as women, too, like, we have that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just in our blood is to just be so caring, and we always put others before ourselves, which is a good and a bad thing.
It's also a bad thing, though, because at the end of the day, people can take that kindness for weakness.
Right, exactly, and take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Then y'all let these niggas do the same shit to you over and over.
Oh, that's a weird different topic.
We not on that.
I'm sorry.
We not on that.
Because, you know, every female
is
different.
It comes out as that caring thing.
It does.
Caring part.
Depends, though. Every female is different, though, because... Depends on what you're talking about, though. Because if you're talking about, like, cheating and stuff like that,
I don't tolerate that shit.
One and done. You're done.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fact.
I feel the same way about that. But like you said, different episode.
Right. We're not talking
topic.
About that.
Yeah.
What I love about myself, like Alizé said, I'm solid as fuck. Like, I can have nobody, and I have faith in myself that I'm going to make shit happen,
exactly.
Like, regardless.
Might
like,
be an Aquarius thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
ew! Shout out to all my Aquariuses, okay? Because we the best out here. Yeah, I love my personality. Like, I'm a very outgoing, outspoken person, which is also a bad thing as well, to a certain extent. I have a big heart. I put others before myself, like you said, is a good and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just
Like, I'm just that bitch. Like, but what I hate about myself is...
Don't say that you hate something that you can work on.
Or dislike, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Hate sounds too you're much, right. You know, too negative.
You're right. What I can work on areas is definitely my attitude. That's number one.
Oh.
My attitude and my temper. Mm. All right.
What?
Okay.
I'm just clearing my throat.
Okay. Good. Okay. But yeah, like, I am very, very hot-headed, but I can give myself props about that because I've changed a lot. Like, if you've known me for a very long time, for years, and you saw the old me, especially in high school, like, I was very, very hot-headed and very, very, like, temperamental. I realized that's something that I had to change within myself, and like I'd say all the time, like, it's not gonna happen overnight, it's not gonna happen in a few days, weeks, years, like the first 2 years, like, it's gonna really take some time, and I'm proud of myself. I can say that I've changed, but it is still something that I have to work on for sure. Like you said, it's not really a hate, it's a dislike. Like, I'm sensitive. Like, I take, and I guess that goes hand in hand with, like, my temper and stuff, because it's just, like, I'm a type of person, like, I do so much for other people, so it's, like, when I don't get that shit in return, I get hot. Like, you can't tell me shit. Like, it's fuck you. Like, I'm gonna disrespect the fuck out of you. And it probably won't even be that serious to that person, or the situation may not be deep to that person, but to me, like, I take that shit to the heart. So, I gotta realize, like, I can't take everything to the heart. Like, it's some shit, like, people just don't understand about me that I have to explain, and that goes hand in hand, communication skills. I'm not that good about it, you know, but that's something I'm working on.
She's a work in progress.
Exactly.
Expectations lead to disappointments.
Yes, that's I say that all the time.
That's facts.
That's how, that's why, you know, when I see myself giving as much as, you know, Keisha just said that she gives, and I don't get the same in return, yeah, it may bother me, but I'm gonna just, I let that shit breeze, because I can't sit here and let myself be extremely pissed about it, because that's energy, negative energy, that's getting put out to the world that I don't want for myself. So, you know, why not harness that, turn that into positive energy, and continue about my day?
That's good, man. So what is one of y'all insecurities? Doesn't have to be looks, can be looks, you know, but at least one, and why?
Insecurities, I think, going off of like what you just said about the whole dislike thing, as far as insecurity goes, I hide my emotions a lot. So like, if somebody like upsets me, something like that, I'll take that and I won't let it be known, right?
You'll bottle it up.
I'll bottle it up, yeah. Right. Just for the sake of, I think it's a pride thing. I don't want you to know that you upset me. I don't want you to know that you have that power to make me upset, to make me mad, to you know, make me sad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because at that point, I'll try it out. If it's a new relationship, a new friendship, I'll try it out and be like, you know what? Let me let them know. Let me give them a little hint that they made me upset,
mm-hmm.
right. to see how you react. And if it isn't the reaction that I want, I'm like, oh.
Okay. Copy.
Okay. I'm like, see, this is what we talking about.
See, but you know, you also, when you let that person know, it's ways that you can say it instead of, you know, coming off all
aggressive originally. See, that's the thing. I don't like coming off aggressive originally. I almost do it subliminally because I don't like to have people feel obligated to have some sort of response. You know what I mean? That's like me telling you, like, something that you upset me or something like that, and then you to feel obligated, like, well, I'm sorry, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
At that point, it's like, I don't want you to ask me, what do you want me to do? Like, at that point, I feel like you should
know. Yes, yeah, that's how I am. Yep.
Yes. So I feel like, as far as the insecurity part goes, I don't like expressing those emotions. You know what I mean? I don't know if that is considered as an insecurity. I don't know if you consider that as one, but it's like, I'll keep those bottled up, and then that shit eats away at me.
So you don't like to be vulnerable?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you consider it mm-hmm. that. And that right there will ruin a relationship. Quick.
I understand. 100%.
Quick and easy.
Yeah.
Quick and easy. It's almost like I expect you to be a mind reader. And if you're not picking up when I'm
putting down. That's me.
If you're not picking up when I'm putting down.
That's definitely
without me.
Without me
saying anything, yep. I'm like, why don't you get it?
But that's at that
it's
point.
A we literally it's just had the, an argument about at that. Point, like literally.
What is wrong? Because at that point, it's not the person's fault that made you upset. Well, I mean, yeah, they did something that made you upset, yeah. Which is understandable. Hmm. But at that point, you have to open your mouth and say something.
Well, that's my thing. Is that all right? So here, all right. If you getting these vibes that something's wrong, and you ask, I'ma tell you. You know what I mean? Like I said, but if I'm not getting the response that I want,
like if you don't ask, like it's not gonna come out.
Yeah, I'm not gonna blame you. Just come out and just be like, listen, you did this, you did that. Listen, you know what I mean?
But
I'm not gonna do that. If you don't ask, I'm not gonna tell you.
And I get that. I don't get that because if you're acting and you're such a good actress, right? And you're acting like nothing is wrong.
I'm not gonna act.
But it's not even acting. It's just like she just doesn't
let you know something's wrong. Yeah, I'm gonna show that. My body language, something's gonna be off. You know what I mean? But like I said, it all depends though. Honestly, it all depends on the relationship, who I'm talking about. It could be a friend, somebody that I'm messing with. It all depends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I bottle these things up, so I may not even want you to know that I'm upset because I don't even want you to know that you have that power to make me upset.
Right.
So
right.
It all depends. I may be in a relationship with you and I, for all, you know what I mean? At that point, we need to have that communication where we need to know that there's something off in the relationship. We need to know, we need to have that level of communication and understanding, not even communication, that one of us, we're not on the same page at the moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, at it's that...
A, like you said, I agree with you. It's a communication on both parts that both parties need to be aware of or understand or, like you said, read body language and, you know, shit like that. Because, you know, I can ask you what's wrong a million times, but if you just keep saying, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm the type of nigga to be like, All right, cool, you fine then.
Yeah,
you all fine. Right,
yeah, I'm not going to keep sweating you about it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which may not be the right way to go, but...
Yeah. No, but if I don't get the response that I want, I'm gonna be like, ew. I'm gonna be like, really? That's how we doing? Why did you even ask me in the first place then? You know what? Never mind.
Right, facts. I definitely feel you. I think it's a woman thing for that too.
Mm-hmm.
One of my insecurities, I don't know if you would consider it an insecurity or not, but it's just...
Whoops.
it is an insecurity. I just want to constantly, like, it doesn't even have to be like my boyfriend or anything, just all my relationships, like I just want to feel loved. It's like, once I don't feel that love or just like that appreciation, like I'm just like,
that's the word, appreciation.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh, like
the fuck.
Right, and I get hurt. So it's just like, and that, like you said, I bottle my emotions up. Like, I just don't even want to talk at that point because it's just like, you made me feel some type of way. And it's just, I know at that point, like, I'm going to be vulnerable. And I take that shit to heart, like, in all my relationships. Like, you could be my friend, and if I don't hear from you for a couple days, but I see you talking to these people like every single day. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm chopped liver?
Right, hello, like I'm right here. Like, that shit is just like very irritating to me and I don't like it. But that's one of my insecurities. I have to voice myself and communicate that to people that I do have these relationships with, that I do love, that I feel the type of way about. It's not even something like they can genuinely fix, because they probably don't even know that they're doing something. And it's not even like they're doing something wrong either. Like, they're just living their lives, worrying about what they have to do. But it's just like, I just, like you said, I feel like chopped liver. So it's like, what the hell? What the fuck? Do you think that people in y'all families, like, babe, what was your insecurity?
Did
you
I didn't say them.
Yeah, what's yours?
I was just in tune with what y'all was saying. But I would probably say one of my biggest insecurities is my skin. And let me be clear that I'm not uncomfortable being in my skin. I'm acne prone, and I've been that way since I hit puberty. So, you know, been working through that my entire life. And even now I feel that way, but a lot less than when I was originally going through it and shit like that. So, you know, sometimes I might try to hide behind certain things.
Always got, like, his hats on. He always got his hoods on.
Right,
like, show that, like, beautiful face, baby. Show that face.
Nobody told you to put my business out like that.
Show your face.
You look good! Right. You look good! But being with this, my big-headed baby, it makes me feel less insecure about that.
Oh, I'm so happy I ate in it.
I guess so for yours, I wouldn't say like your family influenced that insecurity. That's just something that you can't even help. But like Alizé, would you say like your family influenced
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How so, if you don't mind sharing?
Growing up, I lived with my father. May he rest in peace. And thank you. And he would always, he was a single father raising a daughter. So you got to imagine how hard that would be for him. Mm-hmm. So communication wasn't always fluent, should we say. So speaking with him about just, you know, a female teenager being raised by her dad just was difficult. So trying to talk to him about everyday issues, you know, how was school? And, oh, my teacher pissed me off today. Why? You know, just shit he wouldn't understand. You know what I mean? Just simple stuff. I would talk to him about these things and he would essentially, I would tell him something was wrong and he'd be like, well, that's not how you feel. You feel this way. And he would try and tell me how I felt. So at that point, after a certain amount of time, long story short, I would almost stop expressing my feelings because I'd be like, all right, well, I'm almost essentially being told how to feel.
Right.
When I know that that's not how I feel, it's almost like talking to a brick wall. I'm not going to keep trying to tell you something when you're just going to keep telling me something that's false. And it's a constant battle. It's cyclical. We're not getting nowhere.
Right.
So that, and it's you know what I mean? It's just going to keep putting fire to the fire. We're not getting nowhere. I don't want to talk bad about him because he's not here. You know what I mean? But
right. I can agree with that. Yeah. Because it's literally like the same thing. Like, you had a single dad. I had a single mom. So it's like, I didn't have my dad. So it's like, as a female, like, your dad is supposed to be like your first love. Like, that's supposed to be the person that shows you the most love from birth on up. Like, I'm 24. I still haven't seen my dad. My dad is still alive. I've never touched my dad. I never got a hug from my dad, a kiss, nothing. So it's like, when I have like people around me that I love, it's just like, I want to keep that love there. Like, I want to know like that constant love is there, because I never had that constant love that I was supposed to have as a kid. But like, my mom, like, she's a female, we understand it, but it's like, it's two females. Like, as I was growing up, like you said, we'll butt heads and stuff like that. It's just, she just wouldn't understand me and understand how I was feeling. She would just like essentially like just like tune me out type shit. Again, I'm not talking bad about my mom. My mom was a great mom. She raised me. She always fed me, clothed me. I've always had a place to stay. But it was just like certain aspects where I needed her, she wasn't there. That really did affect me as I got older. And I realized that in my relationships and in my friendships as well. So I'm just like, what the fuck?
And let me just say that, right, like, people who grew up in like single parent homes, like, I respect y'all, because you got, for me, I had the, I was fortunate enough to have both of my parents in my life at the same time, and they are still together to this day. So,
to this day, like, hold it down.
So, like, we're born. So, right. So like, when I hear about people who come from single parent homes, like, all my friends all have single parents. They were all raised by their mother, really. So for you guys to have like that one parent, you're missing a whole half of
you,
how to
basically
be a person.
Yeah.
A whole half of yourself on how to be a person. Granted, your mother can't teach you how to be a man and your father can't teach you how to be a woman. But like in Keisha's case, she had her mom. Her mom was able in a couple ways to teach her how to be a woman. But like,
when it came to love and stuff,
right,
like that,
a girl,
like,
needs her father.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, so,
yeah,
and
set those standards.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Just like a man needs his father to so he can, you know, if the father is a respectable man, he can show him how to be the proper man that a woman might need. But, you know, for the dudes who grew up without moms, they're missing, and I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, they're missing some of the lessons that they needed to be taught by their father, so yeah, they can grow up to be, you know, the person that they want to be.
Yeah. Successful.
You know? So, you know, big ups to everybody who grew up in a single parent home.
We holding shit down, y'all. We holding it down, doing the best that we can. Social media, in a sense. All right, we're gonna talk about how y'all feel about social media.
That's a broad question. You gotta simmer it down.
How, like, All right, so I'm gonna tell y'all my perspective on social media. Like, I love social media.
Right.
Like, me personally, like, I can't go a day without going on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that. Like, I go on it.
Right.
But, like,
true life, I'm addicted to social media.
Right. We're millennials. It's part of our, no, real nah, shit. It's part of our generation. Just like back in the 70s and the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they probably had their own, like,
going
they,
out with the boom boxes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, mm-hmm. break dancing in the middle of the street. That was part of the generation, you know what I'm saying? Us, for us, is every day convening in the living room with all of our cell phones on our faces. That's our generation, you know what I mean? We can't help that. That's just the trends that our generation created for us.
I probably should have grew up in that era, though.
All right.
I think a lot of people could say that.
But yeah, like, social media is good, but it's also bad because, like I said, for my insecurity, that love, like, I'll go on social media and I would see, like, certain posts and stuff like that. Like you said, babe, like, you grow up with, like, your family and stuff like that. Like, when I went to school, it was my friend Misha. I love you, Mish. She'll post, like, her family. Like, she has her mom, she has her dad. Like, her relationship with her parents is just, like, I aspired, like, that shit. Like, that's why I told myself, like, if I'm gonna be with somebody, like, hopefully, God willingly, that's gonna be my only person. We're gonna have kids and we're gonna stay together, like, no matter what. But I'm just like, I see that love on social media sometimes, and I'm just like, damn, like, where my love at? Like, mm-hmm. the fuck?
I got you, babe. Come here.
Not even just you, babe. Not even just, like, nah, relationship wise, too. Like, and I feel like my insecurity, that definitely played an effect on my friendships for sure, because, like, especially with females. Because, like, I would say, like, I'm clingy to a certain extent. Not even, like, body-to-body clingy and stuff like that. But just like I said, like, if I see you going days without talking to me, but I see you going, like, talking to someone every single day, it's like, you have my number and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't you talking to me? So it was, like, I wanted that, like, I'll see, like, friends on there, like, best friends and shit like that that have been together for, like, 10-plus years. Or even more. Like, I have friendships for that long, but I wouldn't say, like, oh, yeah, like, those are my people. Like, that's my best friend. Like, that's my person type shit. Like, I don't have, like, that one person yeah. that I can be vulnerable to and, like, just put my all into that. Because, again, like I said, I don't ever feel, like, that love. So, it's just, like, I don't put my love into situations like that. Like, I put it surface, just like how they make theirs, like, surface type shit.
I couldn't even say that.
You don't wear your heart on your sleeve.
No. Well, I don't really have friends to be saying that anyway, so. Mm-hmm. I mean.
That's the next topic. So, our insecurities is not, like, physical or anything. Well, yours is, mine, babe. Yeah.
Not that I say I'm solid everywhere else, but I'm pretty grounded everywhere else.
But, like, your physical, like, insecurities, like, if you could afford it, would you get surgery done to fix it?
Nah. Because, first of all, I don't think there is a surgery.
Right, I'm about to say, you're going to get, like, new skin.
Right, But nah, because then, you know, I feel like this is, a conversation for another topic. But, like, the whole surgery thing with anybody, I feel is, like that's, you aren't comfortable in your own skin. I think that goes way deeper than just being like, oh God, I have a blemish on my face, let me cover up. I just think that, like deep down, you just don't like who you are. And I think that you gotta be more healthy than that. You just gotta be more healthy than that, because I see a lot of, and on social media, I see a lot of people that have surgery, women in particular, because that's, you know, who target those type of surgeries. That I know of, I see women in particular getting different types of surgeries. I'm just like, yo, be comfortable in your own skin. Because it's like, you know, I had a talk with somebody one day, and she was just like, she wanted these surgeries so she can get the attention. And I'm like, well, first of all, you have this attention, so why do you seek more of it? Like, what inside you don't...
Yeah, it's a deeper issue.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it was just like, I don't know. I just know. So, to answer your question, nah, because I am who I am.
Yeah, it makes you know, who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The stars, you know, I'm here and my shit's aligned, so...
I would say I love myself, but my insecurity, one of my biggest insecurities is definitely my fat-ass forehead. If I could get surgery to reduce this shit, I definitely would.
What, they gonna like, sand your shit down or something?
No, like, I it literally got to a point where I Googled surgeries for it. Oh, and my God. It's really a thing, babe.
You never told me that.
No, literally. It's really a, because it's my insecurity. I'm not gonna put that shit out there. Like, hello, I'm looking up forehead reduction and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, wait, that was recent?
No, it's in the past. That,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not a few, not like way, 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 but.
Oh,
but it's
into it.
Right, like it's been some time, and I'm just like, it again, it goes back to how I grew up and stuff like that. I was bullied in elementary school, middle school, high school. I wouldn't even say I was bullied, but it's just like bitches would talk shit and stuff like that. But it wasn't always about my forehead, but it was just like shit about myself, and my forehead is the only shit that I care about. Like, everything else, like, I'm perfectly fine with, but it's just that shit. And it extends, like, every time I talk about my forehead, too, I think about this one time.
Story time.
When I was in kindergarten, it was this one boy. I still remember his motherfucking name, his full name. I'm not gonna blast him out. Like, it's cool. Like, how he was, though, hopefully he's doing well, but the way he was going, the path he was going down, I doubt it, but... That's another topic. That's him. God bless. Hopefully you're doing good. But it was just like I said, I got bullied for like the dumbest shit. Like, and him, like him, I don't know why he did this, but like I remember coming out of the school. I went to Thurgood Marshall. I remember coming out of the school and I just remember him chasing me. And I don't know why he was chasing me. Right. I don't know why. But like he was chasing me. And then he actually got a hold of my backpack and then he grabbed my head and literally banged my head against the school wall.
That's fucked up.
Brick walls too, outside. God. Yeah, brick. So like my whole forehead is just literally exposed. Watch, like down to the white meat. Like it was really, really bad. My mom came, she snapped. Like it was like a really big thing. And I'm just like, wait, why is this happening to me? Like, why? And at that point, I didn't even, like, care about my forehead. I was, like, 5. Like, I wasn't even worried about shit like that. But it was just... And I tell myself as I grew up, I'm just like, bro, that's probably why my forehead big as hell from that nigga doing that shit to me. But, like, if you see my mom, my dad, you know I'm destined to have a fat-ass forehead. It's cool. But that, it was just, like, I just never understood it. But... I got more comfortable with myself, more in tune with myself, and I'm just like, bro, like, yeah, like, I'm Keish with a fat-ass forehead. It's cool. Like, now I make fun of myself, and I'm completely fine with that shit, so.
Because I need to understand something. So, coming from someone who has, hasn't been bullied, and I was always the shortest person in my grade, so that is like, that's, or the school, really, so that's grounds for me to get bullied. Especially at a young age, but like,
especially for a guy too.
Exactly, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So what I want to know is like, because I didn't stand for that shit. Fuck that. Like, you gonna try to bully me, then I won't fight, straight up. So how do you get bullied? I don't know if that sounds like a dumb question,
but it's like, it's different when you're young, when you're little.
Like, right. even
I was bullied when
to,
I
like,
was little too,
even like middle school, high school. Like, how do you get
it's different
bullied?
It's different when you're young, but because I was bullied too, and now that I think about it, it's a little foggy going back to like middle school. I'm like, damn, what did I do when I was bullied? I wouldn't necessarily call it bullied. I think it was more so like girls have problems with me
being catty.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even call it bullied. I would say like girls have problems with me, and the only comeback they could ever think of, because I'm not ugly, the only comeback they could ever think of is, you're fat. Okay, we knew that already.
Next.
Like, okay, like that. You know what I mean? So like, I wouldn't even call it bullying. But now that I think about it, like,
that's bullying. Because
yeah,
like,
I mean, you pointing out. Yeah, you're gonna keep pointing.
You're
out
trying
the one
to make
thing.
Somebody little.
Yeah, you're like, trying to push those buttons to get to put somebody out of their character. So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you feel like, or did you, I should say, powerless against these people?
Absolutely, because I was outnumbered.
Right.
I was outnumbered.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm not the kind of person to be like, oh, well, that's why your teeth crooked.
Right.
Because what's that going to do? I'm just stooping down to their level. Mm-hmm. And they know I'm only saying that just so that I can just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just have another comeback and just have a stupid
and then it's going to be like, oh, you're mad.
Yeah, oh, you're
so
mad.
It's not
going to
stop it.
Right.
At this point in my life, though, I've come to terms. Listen, I'm not little. I'm never gonna be little. If you look at my father and my mother, they not little either. At this point, like I said, like back to being comfortable in your own skin and stuff. Right. I'm gonna wear that crop top. At the end of the day, listen, because at the end of the day, somebody's gonna love me for me. Somebody's
still looking,
right? Mm-hmm. So y'all still looking. Hello. Right? Somebody gonna lay down and rub my stomach. Like, exactly. It is what it is. Yeah. Like for real, it is what it is. And if my dad always told me too, like back with the forehead thing, like you said, you make jokes about it. He always told me because he was a big dude, a heavy dude, and he was a goofy dude at that too. And he always told me that. If you can't joke about yourself, mm-hmm. he's like, if you go into a room and you make jokes about yourself, what they gonna say?
Right.
What exactly. they gonna say?
They can't say shit.
The same shit you already saying?
Exactly.
What you gonna say? So I go in there with my crop top on, like, what you gonna say? Right. Point down my stomach that I already got out myself, that I'm flaunting myself. What you gonna say?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nothing.
Exactly. So, like, that shuts it down right there.
For me, it was just like I said, I was like five. Yeah. 5, 6, like this started in elementary school, like, and I'm the oldest. I didn't have like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go get my big sister, big brother, like, or my cousin, da da da. Like, I was literally by myself, and like I said, like, I didn't have, even back then, like, I didn't really have like that relationship with my mom, and like just go to her and let her know, like, cause my mom, she's over the top. Like, if y'all think I'm over the top, when she get mad, she do too fucking much. So it was like, when I was getting bullied and stuff, I didn't know how to tell her in a way where she wouldn't like go to the school, and I felt like that was gonna increase the bullying. Like, oh yeah, you told your mom, da 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 da. So it's just like,
you a punk,
uh-huh, yeah, like type, yeah. That's why I never said anything. I just always took that shit, and the fact that I took that shit for years. It just, like, it made me angry. It made me, like, just kind of, in a way, like, standoffish. That's why when people meet me, like, they automatically think I'm a bitch. They think I'm mean, da-da-da-da, until they actually get to know me.
Ain't gonna hold you. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Ain't gonna hold you. It's just, that's just, it's a bad thing, but it's also, like, a good, it makes me feel, like, safe.
It's a defense mechanism. Zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But... yeah, like, I felt like I was getting bullied because I just never said anything. That's why I feel like I got bullied. And now, like, when I have kids, like, of course, they probably still gonna be, like, how I feel about it. Like, not come to me about the situation so I wouldn't go off the handle. But I'm still gonna encourage them to at least get it out and talk to me. Right. Like, I didn't get that shit out to nobody. Right. Like, you didn't know about that? Like, this is my first time, like, people actually knowing about this shit. Because my mom... like, she probably forgot all about that situation, but I literally still think about it, and I'm 24. But, you know, you live, you learn, so I'm good now. Mm-hmm. I'm straight. Like I said, like, I was, you know, fearful of telling my mom certain stuff or just, like, expressing some stuff out loud. Like, what is one of y'all fears?
Like, any type of fear or, like...
in general. No, I would just say, like, fears for... to get you to, like, the next point, like, as an adult. Like, I can say my fear, I'm scared of rodents. Like, I'm scared. Like, I don't like hamsters. I don't like gerbils. I don't like rabbits. I don't like none of them shits, bro.
Yo, she texted me the other day. Not the other day. This is a couple weeks back.
Oh, shit.
At her job, one of her clients have fucking ferrets.
Her little sister has
the
ferrets,
the most harmless
y'all.
Shit in the world.
Nah, bro. That
she texted me like, yo, babe, I'm freaking out. She got fucking ferrets.
I'm that like, shit yo. Came out. I was terrified,
no
bro.
Way.
But, yeah, I'm not talking about, like, that type of fear type shit. But just, like...
life? Like, yeah. Like, surrounding your life?
I think this is a common one. But, like, I can say... failing.
Yes, because that's mine, baby.
Because it's like I know what I want to do. I have the ability and the capability to do it. But like, in the way I kind of think about, like, if I do this right and I put this out there, how are people gonna receive it? Like, are they gonna think it's stupid, or are they gonna think I'm like some form of follower or whatever the case is? And I know that's all in the back of my brain, and I can get rid of those, but at the same time, it's still kind of something that's there for me. So I kind of got to get over that and just do what I do and not fully give a fuck about what the next person got to say.
Yep, I would agree that definitely failing is one of my biggest fears, because I
and I say this all the time, like, I hold myself to, like, a higher standard. Like, I know what I want for myself. I know what I deserve. So it's just like with this podcast, I was nervous as fuck to put this shit out. Like, and I've been for a long time, like, I've been talking about this. Like, I've always said, like, I needed a hobby and stuff like that. Like, I've always mentioned it, but I've never taken the steps to actually doing it. So, like, me putting this out, that was a very, very, like, nerve-wracking thing for me. But I conquered that fear, so now it's just, like, now I have, like, a rush. Like, all right, I did this. What else can I do? What else? Like, I want to keep going type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's just, like, I still have that fear, but it's not, like, very, like, fearful. Like, it's just, like, I know how to handle it and, like, go about it. So, yeah, I would say that.
I would say one of my fears is... It's kind of hand in hand, dying young and not living to my fullest potential.
I was gonna say that too.
I say that because it sounds silly, but like, I'll be driving and it's stupid shit, and it may not even be me, it'd be other people. Like, and I'm like, damn, he almost hit me. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy, cause I never got to parasail before. Some stupid shit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
You're not like, the only one that think like that.
But you know what I mean? But it's like, it's like an in the moment kind of thing. Some mm-hmm. you know, something stupid like that. So like, and but it runs through my mind all the time. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. like, I'll lay down at night and I've had my great grandmother, when may she rest in peace. When she passed away, she had Alzheimer's, and the only members of our family's names that she remembered was mine, and I was like four, was mine and my uncle's. So that kind of resonates with me. Mm. So, and she passed away in her sleep. So at nighttime, I'll be laying down and I'm like, damn, I might not wake up tomorrow. Yeah. And that, and it runs through my mind all the time. So like, my loved ones, I'll be like, good night, I love you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't like going to sleep upset. If I'm arguing with you, if we in a relationship, a close friendship, do not ever think that we're gonna go to sleep arguing. We not doing that. That's one thing we're not gonna do. We're not gonna do that. Go to sleep in the midst of an argument. We're not gonna do that.
I feel you 110%, Alizé.
I've had times where when bringing him up again, where me and him have gone to sleep damn near where we had to call the cops on each other. You know what Jeez, I mean? Like, yeah. Shit got physical. Like, we went to sleep upset. He went out drinking and got himself into a stupid ass accident almost. You know what I mean? Like, some life threatening mm-hmm. shit. You know what I mean? Right. And I was like, damn, like, we didn't even say we loved each other. Like, we was on bad terms. Like, he could have lost his life. And that would have been the end. And I didn't even get to tell him I love him. You know what I mean? So that shit right there, like, so, and dying young, but also in the same essence, not living my life to the fullest potential. But
I feel you on that.
That's still a bittersweet kind of thing, because it's like, you got to battle with living your life to the fullest potential and not being stupid about it in the same sense.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bittersweet, because it's like, I want to live my life to the fullest potential, because you never know when it could be taken away from you. Mm-hmm. But you also don't want to be fucking stupid about it.
Right. But some people might argue, like, well...
YOLO.
Exactly.
That's it. YOLO.
That's the simplest way to put
that's
it. That's right it.
So you might see... Real shit, though. Because I go through my phases. I go through phases often. Mm-hmm. And you might see me sometimes where it's like, what are we doing tonight? Shit. YOLO. Right. And other times I'm just like, I don't know. I want to stay in for the night. Watch a movie, hang out, spend quality time with somebody, because that's still YOLO.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you never know.
Because you could have went out that night and some shit happened
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
Or vice versa to the other person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
But also, like, another fear, what I would say ties into that shit, is my grandparents dying. Because I still have both my grandparents. I'm grateful to have both of my grandparents on my mom and my dad's side.
So jealous.
So it's like, I love my grandparents. If you know me, you know I love them to pieces. Especially my grandma. Like, I talk to my grandparents every single week. I talk to my grandma, especially probably like 2-3 times a week. Like, just to hear her voice. And I'm just like, I see other people's like grandparents past, and I'm just like, bro, like, I don't know how you guys are doing it. Like, that shit, like, I can't even imagine that shit for me. Like, that was another, like I said in my other episode of my podcast, like, my grandparents, like, they're my motivation. So it was like, again, it ties back to my other fear is like failing. So I want to be able to succeed, and I want to be able to do that while my grandparents are here. Because like they hold me just as much as I hold myself to a higher standard, especially my grandma. My grandma is a very strong woman. Like, I've never in my life seen my grandma cry. I've never seen her sad. I've seen her mad a couple times, but majority of the time she's always in good spirits. She's heavily religious. Like, she always holds her head high. So I'm just like, if my grandma can do that, like, I need to show her like what I can do. Like, I want to show her all the stuff that I'm excited for before it's her time to go. But again, who knows? Like, yeah. I can probably pass before my grandma. So mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, that ties also with my anxiety and depression. I definitely have that.
Ooh, get into it.
Get into it. Like, I've been diagnosed. I'm not one of those people that just sit there and say that they got it. Like, I've actually been diagnosed with it. I'm supposed to be on medication and everything, but I'm choosing the route that I don't do that. I had to at one point because I almost got kicked out of high school my junior year for stabbing someone with scissors. And it was a little situation. Like, as I look back at it now, it was very little, very dumb. Like, because I love art. And it was an art class, and this boy I don't fuck with when I was in art, like, I had my own section, everything. Like, I was away from everyone because that was my time. Like, that was my self-care time to do what the fuck I wanted to do. Like, I love art. So my teacher, he let me, like, if they were doing one thing, he'll let me rock out and do whatever the fuck I wanted to do as long as I was doing something. So I had my own little section. And this nigga knows that that's my section and gonna sit in my motherfucking seat. And I'm like, move. Like, you better get out of my seat. He's like, ignore me. And I'm like, bro, like, you. Funny. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly how I felt. Like, you hear me fucking talking to you. Like, get the fuck up. He's like, oh, you're not talking to me. I'm like, I am talking to you. Get the fuck up. And he's like, and he literally looked at me and he turned his head. I was like, bro, I will smack the shit out of you if you don't get the fuck up out of my seat. So he didn't get up. I smacked the shit out of him.
Damn. It was always some boy like that in high school trying to test
your gangster. It's always that one, right? It's always that one. High school,
always.
Always. So I smacked the shit out of him, and he smacked me back. He put his fucking hands on me back, bro. And I just started just, like, fucking him up. And that's when he literally, like, he got across the classroom at that point. Like, he, like, moved back and shit like that. So I'm hot. Like, I'm fucking livid. Like, bitch, you just put your fucking hands on me and you want some nut shit and you gonna put your hands on me? So I grabbed, like, I forgot what the hell that tool is called, like, for doing printing and stuff. But I had that at first. I'm like, nah, this shit not big enough. So I grabbed some scissors. And I don't remember me running around. I literally seen red, so I honestly don't know what the fuck I was doing. I just know I literally was going after him. Like, I ain't seen nobody else. I was going after his ass. But they let other people tell it. They talking about I was running around the classroom and stuff like that. I don't see myself running, like, with scissors, like, oh, I'm about to get you type shit.
Right.
Like,
but at the same time, but
again, I don't know, right? Like, so it's just like, I knew that I was going after that nigga with scissors. That's all I fucking knew. So I was going after him with fucking scissors, and he ran to the hallway, and my teacher's like, Keisha, don't do this. Like, you're gonna kick out of school, blah, blah, blah. And I'm walking in the hall. I remember I was walking in the hallway with Mr. Maneri. Shout out Mr. Maneri. I love you so much. If you're listening to this, you're a great teacher and I miss you so much. But he was trying to calm me down. I was not hearing shit, bro. Like, all I saw was that I wanted to fucking kill this nigga. Like, you put your fucking hands on me. So long story short, I ended up getting suspended for a week. And once that week was over, I tried to go back to school. And they like, nah, like, they called me out of class and everything. They're like, you cannot be here. I'm like, why can't I be here? Like, they're like, oh, you cannot be here. So I've never got in trouble to that extent. So, like, they were trying to work with me in order for me to go back to school. So I had to do an anger management program. So me going there, like, that's when they diagnosed me with anxiety. Like, we had, like, circles and stuff like that, where we talk about our feelings and all that shit. Not on some, like, sappy shit, but just, like, it was some shit that I genuinely needed at that time. And that's when they diagnosed me with that, and they were trying to give me meds. And I had to take those meds while I was there, because I'm trying to show them, like, I'm good. Like, I'm straight. I don't need this shit. So I completed that shit, ended up going back to high school. And as I'm thinking about it now, it's just like, I'm glad that I went there, because I needed that, and it showed me that I do have this anxiety and depression. Like,
Because, like I said, it could be, like, the littlest shit, and I will spiral out of control. And I don't know how to control that shit whatsoever. Like, it'll be, like, the littlest shit, and I'm just, like, fucking anxious. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, this can happen or that can happen. Like, and it probably won't even fucking happen. And the depression, that definitely stems from my family, my upbringing. Like I said, I didn't have my dad. I didn't have that love. So it's just, like, there it is. And I'm a work in progress. And if you do have anxiety and depression, I'm just here for you. And I'm that and I feel like that's what helps me also with, like, being comfortable with talking to people. Like, I like to pick people's brains. And that's also why I went into psychology, because I like to hear people's past and, like, kind of, like, figure it out type shit, but not really figure it out.
Figure out why they tick the way they
do. Yeah, exactly. Because that's basically what they was doing to me when I went to that fucking program. But I'm like, the fuck you talking about? I'm fine. Like, I'm good.
I've been diagnosed in high school. I was.
Oh, same.
And I saw, and I had to see, I didn't have to. It was actually something that I enjoyed a lot and stopped going to involuntarily, but I'm kind of glad that I did. To a therapist for a few years.
Oh, that, I was going to mention that too.
Yeah, I've seen a therapist for a few years. Something that I don't really like speaking about. I'm not really proud to say it out loud. The whole therapist things. I don't know. I feel like it has, like, a stigma to it.
Right.
It has, like, a negative stigma to it. Because you say the whole anxiety and depression thing, and even that has a negative stigma to it with the whole social media thing. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like everyone just uses those terms so loosely. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that I don't. That's why I don't like saying things out loud, because everyone uses those terms so loosely and they're just so comfortable using them so loosely. And it's just like, girl, shut the fuck up.
And it's also insulting because it's like for the people that actually do have it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, girl, shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Like, girl, people that actually do have these battles on a daily basis, that actually work through these demons that they fight on a daily basis. You know what I mean? Like,
facts.
Stuff like that. But
I was literally telling him, I was like, I want to see a therapist.
No, yeah, well, I saw one for a few years when I was in middle school, going into high school. She was an older lady, and she was cool as hell. Old white lady, she was cool as hell, though. I could go in there and be like, I don't want to say her name is Juanita. I'm going in and be like, Juanita, I'm like, this girl tried me. She'd be like, what the fuck she do? And she was cool as hell. She was cool as hell. And I would go in there and tell her everything down to the bone, to the bare bottom, and she would listen to me, and there would be times that she was old. She would be tired as hell, falling asleep sometimes. And I'd be like, you want to go do this another day? She was old. Because I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got out of there, did homework, I was here at like 4 o'clock. That's the end of her day.
You know what
I'm saying? She was tired, mm-hmm. and old. And I'm in there with all this energy. Like, every time I go in there, and I'll be having a slow week. And I go in there, she's like, so what's up? And when I first started seeing, I'd go in there, I'd just be like, my arms crossed, you know what I'm saying? Real quiet in the cut. So how are you? And she tried to pick my brain, you know what I'm saying?
Back to your defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, nothing. And she'll ask me questions. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And until I actually started figuring out, like, oh, I can trust her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I can let her in.
Right.
And that's when I was going in there, like, Juanita, she got me fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about this bitch.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I was going there and just be like, you know, and there'd be times where she wouldn't even get a word in the full 60 minutes. I would sit there
and that's what you needed, though.
And that's what I needed. And I would leave there, and it was so cathartic, and I would leave there feeling so light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you got it out. She was that.
Yes, that's all I needed. I didn't need you to respond.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, and it was good because it was a third party person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It was good to have those friends that you could trust. Because I had those friends that I can trust with everything, where I can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But they would know who I was talking about.
Right. Someone that didn't know you, or they would know
who had me fucked up.
Right.
She didn't know the girl who had me fucked up. So it isn't like we were going to the classroom and I was just talking to her, and you know what I'm saying? She was awkward because we were just talking about that same girl. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
It was
good. It was what I needed.
Exactly.
But circumstances changed and she got sick after a little while and I had to stop seeing her, which is kind of good for me because it kind of forced me to start working through my own shit on my own on a daily basis.
Right.
And it happened at a good time where I was just transitioning through getting kicked out of my house, living on my own, and learning how to be an adult, and learning how to be on my own, and learning how to be an adult. You
right.
know what I mean?
Figuring
out who I am as Alizé, the adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at that point in time, it was kind of a blessing in disguise.
Word.
Right.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, shout out to Juanita, man.
Yeah, that's exactly why I said I want to go into therapy, because it's some stuff like you just genuinely, you need that ear to listen to you that don't know you, don't know the people that you're talking about. Because like, yeah, you can go to your friends and talk about this, that, and the fourth, but just like, in a sense, like their responses will be biased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like they know you, so they're automatically going to be on your side, and they're not like going to see it like for the bigger picture type shit. So it's like, that's why I said I really want to go. Like, I don't need someone to sit there and, well, sometimes I do need advice, but I just need that ear to hear what's going on in my head and just like, let me get it out. Let me vent.
Right. I would also like to go see a therapist, but I don't know. I think at the moment, I don't know if I'm ready to even involve someone in what the fuck goes on in my head, aside from Keisha, because I tell her a lot.
But you need someone, like I said, outside of me.
Exactly. That's why I said I don't even know if I'm ready to even do that.
Yeah. But what's stopping you?
What's stopping me? Yeah. Myself. I know that. I'm stopping myself from doing that because, like I said, I'm not ready to let that person inside of my brain. I don't know them. I'm not comfortable with them.
And you know what? It's not for everybody though, because I've had this talk with somebody, and it's not for everybody, because sometimes you go in there and that whole couch to recliner setting is intimidating. Mm-hmm. That notepad is intimidating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that icebreaker session is intimidating. They may not want you to, that may discourage you from going back. It's extremely intimidating, and you have to be somebody who really needs to seek that aid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's intimidating, but like, I don't know. I feel like you really gotta push through that shit in order to, you know what I'm saying, to go and to keep going back. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So,
I most definitely think that people do, like you said, like throw those terms like, oh, I have anxiety, oh, I have depression, like around loosely. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, you cannot have those
disorders.
Yeah, yeah. You cannot have those disorders, but also
still seek that help.
Not even show symptoms of that, because I don't think I have depression and I don't think I have anxiety, but I do, you know, exhibit some of those
symptoms. Yeah,
because, you know, I don't know, like when I first moved into my new place, I was moving out of my mother's house, and every single day, it was like a week until I moved in. And every single day for that week, I was just like, I would wake up, from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep that night, I would just be either just like in a real mellow mood or just really sad and like in my head about whatever the fuck it was. And I had no idea what it was, and I had no idea how to fix it. So I think like that may have been a symptom of depression. And I'm not saying that I have that because
you weren't diagnosed with it.
I wasn't diagnosed with it, and hearing from what people say about it, I don't have that as often. So
just like you, I wouldn't even like, I'm not even trying to like quote unquote diagnose that situation or anything, but just like everyone, like they go through their mood swings.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could have been in that funk for a little
bit. Right. Word. That's
everyone
do. And I kind of question it, like, is this it? But I was like, probably not. I'm just like super sad and in my head about whatever the case is.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, dealt with it, and after it was finished, I was back to me. Yeah. So
babe, like you mentioned holding yourself back. Like, is that the only way, like, you feeling like you're holding yourself back in? Like, is there other ways you feel like you're holding yourself back?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, like I said, I hold myself back because, like I said, I know I have a couple ideas and what I want to do. But it's just that whole thing of me overthinking about what people are going to say when I put this out. So that's just something I got to get rid of in my head. So I don't hold myself back, and I know, and I am confident in the product that I dropped or whatever the case is. So once I'm confident in what I got, other people are gonna see that confidence and they're gonna gravitate towards
it.
Exactly. They're gonna be like, oh, this is some good stuff. I think that's where I'm holding myself back at.
I feel like I hold myself back in like certain situations because I don't know how to handle certain stuff. Like, I know exactly where I want to go, but like if it doesn't happen the way that I want it to happen, like just like how you don't know the future, this, that, and the fourth, like that type of shit is like very nerve-wracking to me. And I feel like I'm holding myself back because if I don't see it happening my way, I just won't pursue it. And like, it's bad because like, no one knows the future and it's all on God's timing, like divine timing and stuff like that. Like me, like I want to be like an early childhood interventionist. I have my degree, boom. Like I have a good job within that field, boom. So it's like, I want to get to that next step so I can be like what I want to be. But like, it's mad detours that can happen and shit like that. Like God could be like directioning me in a different direction so I can do this, that, and the fourth, which is going to help me get to that point where I want to be. But like, I'll hold myself back and not even like venture off into doing something else because it's like, oh, it's not what I want it to be. Like, how is this going to benefit me type shit? But it could benefit me in a way. But I'm just like holding myself back with getting more knowledge in different aspects in life that can be beneficial to me in the long run. So that's how I feel like I'm holding myself back.
I feel like I hold myself back with relationships, with pushing people away, and not even like intimacy relationships, like friendships and guys and stuff like that. Just like connection-wise, right. Too. Connection-wise, too. You know what I mean? Like,
those people could help you get to where you want to be.
Get to where I need to be.
And help you with aspects in your life that you need.
And it may not even be intentional sometimes, too. Like, sometimes when I'm in the field, when I'm in the field that I'm trying to get into, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be in school sometimes, too, or I'm at my internship, stuff like that. The interactions that I have with people sometimes, because they're not everyday interactions that I'm used to having, they're awkward for me. It's an adjustment. Mm-hmm. And it's all new to me, you know what I mean? Same thing with going to school and talking to my professors and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's still all new to me. It's an adjustment. So right. All that stuff, I feel like over time I will improve on and will get better with over time. But right now, it ain't happening. I'm going to tell you that much. right now.
That ain't it.
Right now, it is not happening. Right
you still
now.
Got time, too. Like,
I have plenty of time, which is my problem, though.
Because then you keep putting it back because you think you got
that's
this
my problem,
much time.
Yeah. Yes, that's my problem. So I'm like, I have all this time. I'm good. Oh, I'm in no rush. But you know what? I'm thinking like that. The person sitting to the left of me in class probably isn't thinking like that. Word. They probably, you know, get into it. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They probably sitting here like, listen, let me make these connections. You know what I'm saying? And as ambitious as I believe that I am, as hardworking as I believe that I am, as much work that I've gotten done for someone my age, as much as I've accomplished for someone my age, I still think that I'm still holding myself back as far as those relationships come, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think that I could have gotten a lot more done if I just communicate a little more, a little better, a little more vocal with things sometimes. You know, I don't know. Like sometimes, like there's times where I just, for a quick example, there's times where I'm just like, you know what? Like today, for example, today's a beautiful example. Today, I should have gone to my internship. Did I? No. Why? Why? Ask me why.
Why?
I didn't feel like it.
It ain't it today, Chief.
Why didn't I feel like it? I didn't want to interact with other people. I didn't want that.
But that ties again with your depression and your anxiety. Depression,
that,
like
that
you,
very
you
well
push,
could.
Yeah, you push you, people away.
That very
you
well
stay
could.
In your bubble.
That
and I realized well that about myself too. Like it'll be like the littlest
but
shit.
And I woke up
and I'll notice it.
I woke up and got ready for work, and that was the first thing on my mind. And I was like, I'm not trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into work, and the first person I saw in my job, and I was like, yes or no question. Yes or no. Yeah, just answer yes or no. And they was like, but what? I was like, just say yes or no. And they was like, yes. And I was like, no. That was the wrong answer. I was like, but all right. And I asked one of my friends, I was like, should I go to my internship today? And I was like, yeah, why not? And I was like, ugh. I was like, y'all don't get it.
Would you consider like your you not wanting to communicate with people like a toxic trait about you, like your communication skills?
Absolutely.
I would too.
Absolutely. Cause there's times where I won't talk to people for hours. Don't speak to me.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Or that's like me and you being in a relationship where you be my best friend. You texted me and I won't speak to you for hours.
Right.
I'll open your text messages and you call me and I'll sit here and look at the phone and watch it ring. I will watch the bitch ring.
And get right back on fucking Instagram or some shit.
And watch it ring and then once I'm finally in the mood to start having conversation again, And then, like, there will be those few people that address me on, like, well, why wasn't you speaking? What's up with you?
Word.
What's up with you? You know what
those
I'm saying?
Those are people you need, though.
I know. In that, your life. That, I know. And that's the thing, though. Is that's, like, that right there put me in a hot seat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like being in a hot seat? I don't like it either. I feel you. I 100% feel you.
Because you know what? You asked me that, and it's like, because you know what? I have a hard time putting my thoughts into words.
Same.
I feel that.
I have a hard time formulating because, you know, in my head,
it all makes sense
mm-hmm. and it sounds
formulating
perfect.
It into words to make you understand it.
Right.
Seems like impossible. You, right, mission impossible.
Right. That's how so, I feel. And I just won't say nothing because I'm just like, mm-hmm, you wouldn't understand. You exactly. wouldn't get it. So it's just like, fuck it. I'm just going
to
keep my mouth
Or it may not
shut.
Even be that. It may be that, like, back to what I said earlier, when I don't get the response that I want. Mm-hmm. If I do tell you why I wasn't speaking to you, I don't get the response that I want. I'm like, see?
I knew it, exactly. And it's why I don't say nothing.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm the same exact
exactly.
way.
So when we're face to face, you're like, yo, what's up with you? Why you waiting? You went a whole day without speaking to me? You know what I'm saying? In my head, I know exactly why. I wasn't feeling it. I don't want to speak to you.
Yeah.
But telling you that, you're going to feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. You're going to take it personally. And it ain't even personal.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in the mood.
That's exactly how I am.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That so, makes like, sense. And it won't make sense to you, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my toxic trait, too. Like, we relate with that one. What's your toxic trait, man?
I'd say one of them is definitely being as dismissive as I am when I'm not trying to hear what someone has to say. I'm just going to shut down and be like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck to hear what you have to say because...
I wouldn't say that's number one, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I can relate.
Because if I'm trying to say something, but like, I'm trying to get my point across and you're just not trying to hear my point, or I'm just fed up about whatever the fuck it is that you're upset about, I'm just going to be like, okay. Cool.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I would say I'm that way too, in a to a certain extent, because it's just like, yeah, it's like I don't give a fuck, but it's like part of me wants you to understand where the fuck I'm coming from. So it's like I'll sit there and
same,
which is like also kind of toxic. Like I have to realize like everyone's not me, so it's like something will bother me about the situation and I could be like, all right, bro, like, you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, boom. Then a couple minutes later, I'll sit there and I want to explain myself so we can fix it.
Sound like the last fight
right.
Yeah, because it's just like, I want you to understand, like, where the fuck, especially if you mean something to me, it's like, I want you to understand where I'm coming from. But also, I'm just like, bro, like, I don't give a fuck. If you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. But that's not, and I learned, like, that's not cool to do that type of shit, like,
it's a pride
and,
thing.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
100%.
It's a pride thing,
100%.
Yeah.
That's exactly
Don't
what it is.
Don't cut your eyes over this way.
Like, is it hard for you guys to also, like, accept criticism?
Depends.
What does it depend on? Sorry, man.
Well, yeah, no, definitely go.
It depends. It depends on the tone. Depends on the tone.
Yep.
Depends on...
It's not what you say, how you say it.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Because you can tell me that if I'm in a work environment, you can tell me that I'm fucking up. If I'm doing something wrong, if I'm offending you, if I'm fucking up, tell me.
Let me know.
But don't ever in your life think that you're going to come in my face and try and disrespect me or belittle me.
Mm-hmm.
In any way, you know what I'm saying, or come off so aggressively,
right?
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying.
That shit is
even if you have the authority to, because I think that I get that trait from my father having a problem with authority. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I definitely
when you come off so strong like that, instantly, I'm gonna be on the defense and be like, bro, what?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear shit you gotta say no more.
That's natural.
At that point, even if I am in the wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you come off, you get more bees with honey. You get more bees with honey.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
You get more bees with honey?
I've never heard that.
I like that.
You learn something new every day. I've never heard that before at all.
Literally, though.
Dead ass.
I swear, I be saying some shit. She'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, nah, you never heard of that?
Give my bees with honey. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You approach me with that, like, this is not, it's how you say it. It's the way you come off. So, you know what I'm saying? That tone of voice, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Alize, listen, you know, when you leave at night, just making some bullshit up. Just don't forget to lock the top lock.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Cool. My fault.
Mm-hmm. You know, respect me the way,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the same thing goes with, you know, just to toss it in there. Oh, respect your elders. Man, fuck them elders.
I say the same shit.
Yo, I respect who respects me.
Exactly.
Respect is earned. It's not given. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
So, like, I 100% feel what you're saying. 100%. My parents brought me up like, don't come off initially like a douchebag or an asshole. Yeah. Don't disrespect someone for no reason.
Yeah.
Which I don't. I'm a polite person. Mm-hmm. Until you give me that reason to disrespect you. That's the
same thing.
Yeah.
If I'm ever in that authoritative position where I gotta say the same thing and put somebody in their place or tell somebody they're fucking up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll do the same thing. Come off that way. And if they ever can't take that criticism or just like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm like, well, bro, listen. I don't know if you heard me the first time. I was nice about it, but just letting you know, A, B, and C. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because you fucked up here, not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, like you said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right. Yeah, I can say, like, sometimes it is hard for me to accept criticism because I wouldn't say, like, I see myself as perfect because I damn sure don't see myself as perfect. But it's like, I would think I did something completely right, and just to hear that criticism is just like, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, I thought I did it fine, like, what the hell? Right. But I'm learning that everyone has their certain way of doing stuff, and like, there is different ways to do stuff. So,
constructive criticism,
exactly. Gotta take that criticism.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we know ourselves pretty well. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like call yourself out on like the BS that y'all do?
Absolutely.
I genuinely sit the fuck at this wall. You see this wall right here? I sit and I talk to this damn wall, especially like.
Ask it, Case.
Shut the fuck up. I'll literally sit, or in the mirror. Like, I just need to sit and just like have some time to myself. And I'm trying to put this in like my everyday routine where it's like I sit like 5-10 minutes to myself and just like evaluate my day.
Right.
And say like, oh, what was good, what was bad, what's areas I need to like work on and stuff like that. And it's been effective, but it's some stuff that I do say to myself and I will notice about myself, but it's hard for me to like change that shit because like I'm stuck in my ways, like I'm used to it, but I'm trying to like, again, keep calling myself out on it. So in order for me to change it, I have to, you know, take the steps to do so.
Because the wonderful part about having a partner is you don't got to call yourself out on some shit.
No, sometimes I do. Like,
I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm saying, like, you know, you might not notice the shit that you was doing. I'm going to call you out on it, and vice versa. You call me out on my shit all the time.
Right.
Which I respect and I like, because if you're not going to call me out on my shit, who the fuck is? And I'm just going to continue to do that fucked up shit. So, absolutely, call me out on my bullshit. If I'm not noticing it, you know, I don't, you know, have that little talk with myself like you do at the wall and shit.
Shut up.
Call me out on that bullshit. And
I'm not crazy, y'all. If y'all think I'm crazy, fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck, but I'm not crazy.
See, that's how you know she's crazy. That's how you know she's crazy. Just
I'm not crazy. So, I feel like we, all three of us, have somewhat of a hard time communicating. So, if you guys can rate your communication skills from 1 to 10, what would it be?
Who going first?
I'll go first. Communication skills?
Yes.
We're gonna say like a 6.5, 7. But I think hand in hand, communication and understanding go together.
Word.
So communication like a 6.5 or 7, but understanding like a 9.9.
Not to suck my own tit or whatever. But.
Right. Toot my own horn, but toot toot. Right.
I would rate my communication, I would say like a 6. It's like, I'm not good, but I'm not bad. I would say like more so, knock it off.
I didn't say a damn thing.
But I would say like, I was more on the good side, you know?
Of what? Communication?
Yeah, I'm a 6.
Okay.
What are you?
Oh, we had the same answer. I was gonna say I'm a strong 6.
Oh.
I'm definitely a strong solid. 6. Maybe a weak 7. Maybe a weak 7.
A week 7.
Yeah, a week 7 or a strong 6.
I would say like you said, you have both of your parents
like growing up. So I always say that to you. I think that definitely helped your communication skills a lot, because you had two people to go to. So if, like, if your dad didn't understand you, you could be like, yo, mom, let me tell you what dad did. Da-da-da-da. Like, you could vent to your mom. Or, like, you know, vice versa. And you got your sisters.
So, to touch on that, my parents' communication skills, like...
In the gutter?
I don't want to say in the gutter, but, like, coming up, like, my parents' communication skills were not that good. Which, hence why mine weren't that good. Because my shits was in the gutter when I was younger. So, like, you know...
But as time went on, you guys improved.
I don't know about, maybe for them, yeah. But I know for myself, this should definitely improve, you know, obviously with the help of my parents and other outside figures that I brought into my life. Yeah, definitely.
That's good. With that being said, is it hard for you guys to forgive people?
That's a good one.
It's definitely hard as fuck for your girl to forgive anybody. It's very fucking hard.
No, you know what? I definitely gotta say that over the past few years, forgiveness is something I've definitely worked on.
Same. And
it's a great skill to have.
No, it's still hard as fuck. Like, well, no, go ahead. That's for you.
I would say the process of forgiveness eats me. It eats me. Only because I can be so forgiving. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes, I am extremely forgiving, and that's why it eats me. But only reason why I am that way is because I don't like to hold grudges.
Facts.
Because...
And I hold grudges. To a certain extent.
I feel like the reason why it eats me is because either way, you don't win. You hold grudges, and you're holding all this negative energy, and it's not doing you no good.
That's bullshit.
You know what I mean? It's not doing you no good because you're not patching up the relationship and you're just holding all this negative energy, mm-hmm. holding all this resentment, all this anger. But if you forgive them, I get the whole forgive and don't forget thing, but it's still like you forgive them, but they still did you wrong.
Fact.
Right.
So at that point, me being the emotional person that I am and the sensitive person that I am, I'm like, I forgave them, but why'd they do me like that?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I say it's hard for me to forgive people. Because mm-hmm. it's just like... Some of the shit that people did to me is like, bro, you didn't have to do me like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You really didn't have to do it like that. Like, it'd be like the littlest situations too. So it's like, it's hard. Like, it's very, very hard. And like one situation that I just recently forgave was my friend, very close friend of mine. This was my junior year of college. Very close friend of mine. Like, we always talked 24/7 on the phone. Like, I get out of class, call him. He get out of class, he call me. Like, we were like butt buddies. Like, that was my person. Like, that I went to. And that's also why it's hard for me to confide in people because of this situation. Because I was going through a situation where I was fucking with an ain't shit nigga. And I confided in him about certain shit that happened. Like, this nigga ended up having a kid and he lied to me about having this kid. So I told him that, and my roommates at the time, they saw, well, it was one of them that was home when I was confiding in him about it. So I knew she was being nosy about it. So I went away from it, and I went outside, I was talking, I was venting, this, that, and the fourth. I confided in him. He went back and told this girl.
Even though you distanced yourself from her.
Exactly. For that reason. And it's not even, like, even if I didn't distance myself, it's like, I told you something. Like, that's you. That's our conversation. Why are you telling our conversation to somebody else? Right. Like, and it's not even like I wasn't friends with this girl. So it's like, I was going to tell her eventually, but that wasn't my time to say something to her. Like, I confided in him, and he genuinely broke my trust off of that shit. Like, I was so hurt. Like, I've never in my life been so hurt by a friendship, but that shit hurt me to the core. And from there, I completely shut down. Like, completely. Like, I didn't trust no fucking body. Like, even to this day, like, it's still hard for me to tell my friends certain stuff, because it's just like, how I know you not going to our other friend and letting her know what the fuck I'm saying? Like,
word.
That shit, like, it fucks me up. It fucks me up, like, a lot. But I'm learning.
And I forgave that situation. Like, I see him, I see the girl. They're actually together now.
Wow.
Plot twist.
I'm about to say, can I clap?
Plot twist. They're together. Kudos to y'all. Hope you guys are doing well. But that shit really fucked me up. And I forgave it because I'm just like, we're all friends. We're friends with the same friend group. So, like, when I would still have to see them regardless of the situation, just like you said, like, it's not fixing anything, me being upset. Grudge, yeah. Exactly. And on top of that, I didn't want to be that one person where everybody else having a good-ass time and I'm sitting in the corner pouting or something, Oscar or a stink-ass face. Right, yeah. Exactly. Like, I just didn't want to hold on to that shit no more. And I'm not even with that nigga no more. Like, I moved on from that relationship, so I don't even care for it no more. So, I'm growing, and that was a very big step. Very, very, like, amazing, again, kudos moment for me, because I realized that and I was grown as a person, and I'm just like, damn, Keish, you did that. You doing good, but...
Proud of you, babe, proud of you.
Thank you.
I would say I'm on the complete opposite side of the scale of that, because it's not very hard for me to forgive someone, no matter what they did, because... Like Alizé was saying, like, that whole harnessing that negative energy is just not good for me.
Yeah.
So, no matter what you do, I'm going to forgive you. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I'm going to take you back in my life and and fuck with you the same way.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I realized. Because, like, me? I could be around them and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I could say hi, I could say bye. Whoa, like, but
it's all
I just,
love.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's just not going to be the same.
But
the
best. Right, exactly. Ever.
I see, like, not to... sound cliche, a quote on social media, it's like, I want you to eat, it's not on my table.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's
do you
real shit. Mm-hmm.
Wish you nothing but the best, but we just can't rock like that no more. Exactly. And that's that. Mm-hmm. It's other shit that factors in my forgiveness
scale,
right? Yeah. Trial, whatever. But like I said, I'm a work in progress. I think I'm doing good, and me growing as a person, because I was talking to myself. And woo! Because some stuff, like I said, when I feel hurt, like, I get very disrespectful. I don't give a fuck. Like, I genuinely, I don't give a fuck. And I know how to fight well, so it's just like, if you want to ride, we can ride. I don't give a fuck who you fucking are. And I'm just like, I can't have that type of anger, that type of energy and shit like that. And I asked myself, I'm like, if I wasn't myself, would I be myself? Like, would I be my own friend? And I'm like, would I, like, how I handle that situation, like, if I was that person, would I like that shit? Like, would I continue to be my friend? And I said no. So it was like...
So what does that tell you?
I know. And that helped me with my friendships a lot, mm-hmm. and my relationships. Because I'm just like, if I wouldn't tolerate certain shit, then why the fuck am I projecting that out in the world and shit? So... Would you guys be your own friends?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
why? That's winning.
No, I'm for cool real, as hell. For real. What?
No, besides that, I'm cool as shit. I'm fun. I'm very, very mm-hmm. fun. Like, to be around. Like, I know how to have a good time. Like, I don't need alcohol or anything. I'm mm-hmm. very goofy.
Word.
But yeah. It's just certain stuff that I do, and I'm just like, that shit ain't cool.
Besides the whole I'll ignore you for 24 hours thing, I mean... Besides that, I mean, like I said, I'm that person where it's like, if nobody else got me, Alizé got me.
Exactly. That's the I'm solid as fuck, mm-hmm. just like
that's
that.
That's why I'm just like, listen, everybody needs Alizé in their life. So yep. No, but for real.
Not to suck your own tits.
Or nothing, but
but what's the hardest part about being your friend?
The hardest part about...
That's a hard-ass question.
It is, but it isn't. The hardest part about being my friend is that I have... I don't want to say high standards. I don't even know how to word this. It's one of those things where it makes sense in my head, but I got to find the words for it.
I think we're on the same page with it.
Yeah. So I think one of the hardest things about being my friend is that I have... Oh, Lord... This is a good one. You did a good job with this one. Right, you did a good job with this one. You done did it now. I think one of the hardest things about being friends with me is that there's certain things that I expect in a friendship. And I think there's a lack of common sense is so uncommon. I'm gonna start with that.
You just like made me wanna put my head through the window on that shit.
I'm gonna start with that.
Swear
common sense
God.
Is so uncommon. And it's just there's certain expectations in a friendship that
bingo
that is just like it's like, come on, man. Mm-hmm.
That's literally like, my hardest part.
Cause like when
we're gonna ping pong. Word.
So when I said expectations lead to disappointment, I live by that, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel you because it's like, well, you're supposed to be my man or mm-hmm. my girl or whatever the case is. And yeah, I'm expecting a certain thing, but the reason why I don't live in that disappointment for too long is because of what I just said, expectations lead to disappointment. Mm-hmm. So you gotta expect anything from anybody.
Right.
So if you my man's and you just go, you know, do whatever to me, the worst thing or whatever, you just stole money from me. In my brain, I'm hurt. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna be like, all right, he was only thinking about himself, he got over it, and that's cool.
Right.
I'm just like this relationship just can't be anymore. I can't have that in my life.
You win some, you lose some.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that ties back to the story that I said. Like, my friend, he broke my trust. And the other girl, she definitely broke my trust too because she sat there instead of coming to me about the situation. Like, I just found out, like, this nigga lied to me. Like, he had a whole kid. Like, that's not something little. It's just like, what the fuck type shit? Like, you didn't even, like, come to me about that situation, make sure that I was good, like I would do as a friend. Like y'all said, expectations. Like, I was expecting her to treat me how I would treat her type shit. Instead, she sat there, she told my other friends, who told my other friends. So it was like, everyone around me knew about what the fuck was going on, and nobody confided in me whatsoever, right. Except my one friend, Sada. I love you so much, Sada. You my baby girl. That's my bae right there. She told me. And I'm just like, wow. Because like I said, like, that she was my roommate, my friend. So she seen me every single day. I didn't find out until a month and some change later that everybody knew. So like, I'm looking at these people every single day and nobody said shit to me. And I'm just like, I expected y'all to be just as good as a friend as I am to y'all, to me. And that's really the hardest thing about me is like, I expect shit out of people that I shouldn't expect because it leads to disappointment. But you live and you motherfucking learn. Like, you know who's in your corner and who's not in your corner eventually.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna change my answer. I think one of the hardest things about being friends with me is, like I said earlier, I go through phases. But one of those things about knowing yourself is being able to handle me. I don't want to say handle me. I don't like that word, especially with the whole Meg thing. Magnum.
Handle me?
Right.
Who gonna handle me?
Right, Meg.
Thinking he's a member, he's a player right. on the team.
Meg done ruined it now.
You too hype.
Hot girl shit. Hot girl, hot girl.
Relax.
Meg done ruined Relax. It. I don't want to say handle me. I want to say be there for me.
Right.
When I'm going through those phases, I guess you could say. I'm gonna call them YOLO phases. Maybe I'm going through those depressed phases. You know what I'm saying? Those nights where insomnia is just low, a little intense.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I have a best friend. Shout out to you, Christian. If you listen to this, which you probably will, I'm gonna make you. and, you know what I'm saying? He is the bomb. You know what I'm saying? There's nights where if I can't sleep and I'm up till 5 a.m., guess who's up with me? This nigga.
That's my friend Andrew. I love you, Drew Bear. That's really my best friend.
If I want to be on FaceTime for 5 hours, guess who's on FaceTime with me for 5 hours with no Wi-Fi? This nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like having that person that, I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, he don't make it seem hard. And if it is hard, then props to you, my guy, because you're doing a damn thing. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being that on... almost being the me for me.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Exactly.
I would say the hardest part about being my friend is being able to be that me for me when I need you to be.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
That's
sure.
That right there on the nail.
110%. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're pretty much in tune with ourselves.
Yeah.
So I hope what you guys took from this episode is to just figure out you and to get more in tune with yourself. Like,
and different aspects of you that you don't usually like check yourself about. Because we all have flaws, we all have certain stuff that we need to improve on. If you guys need that therapy, go see that therapist, regardless of what anybody else talking about, your friends, anybody else. If you feel like you're not where you want to be, figure out why. Sit down. You don't even have to talk to yourself like me, because
right. Or talk to yourself.
Right, you know? Exactly.
I'll definitely say that. No, talking to yourself is definitely healthy. I was only joking.
Just do what you got to do in order to be the best you. Like, regardless of what it is, like, if you feel like people not in your corner, kick them people out. Communicate. Right. Open your mouth, like, to yourself, to whoever you need to communicate with. But we all need to just do what we have to do for ourselves. We all can do it. We all can make it. Like, we're sitting here praising all these people on social media and right. celebrities and stuff like that, when you could be in that position too if you put yourself in that position to be in there. Just take the necessary steps that you need to do. And just don't be afraid. Just tackle that shit head on. Like, no matter what.
Figure out who you are as an individual.
Exactly. Like, figure out who you are as a person, who you want to be, who you want your kids to look up to, who you want your grandkids to look up to, everyone. Like, just be that person that you want for yourself.
And if you're not happy with who you are, make that change.
Exactly.
Also, communication should be the word of the week.
Communication. What's the definition of communication, y'all? Hold up.
How about y'all let us know?
Right. Comment below. Say, nah, this is not YouTube. But no, seriously, like, you guys got to work on communication. Everyone needs improvement. Everyone is not perfect at communicating whatsoever. And that's like the main point and the main key to being where you need to be. You need to open your mouth. And I don't want to sound redundant about it, but just do what y'all got to do for yourself and just get in tune. Get into it.
Get into it.
And that's debt on debt.
Like, this was a great conversation. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed having both of you guys here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Make It Make Sense. Thank you so much to my lovely guests. I love you guys so much.
Yes. Love you back.
Make sure you guys listen to my next episode on Make It Make Sense.